This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Let's begin by giving you an opportunity to win a $25 gift certificate to Sorgles if you're the 10th caller, 412-922-1020. Mr. Till will be here in a little bit, Davy Tree Talking Tree. Doug wants to talk to you in the first couple of segments, so if you have a question, and who doesn't, as the harvest rolls in for Doug, you need to call us at 866-391-1020. I'm jealous you're headed to Janoski's today. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to go to Janoski's a little later on today, this afternoon. I'm picking up garlic, and stay tuned the next several weeks because I've got lots of places I'm going to be giving away garlic. And you know how I love that Janoski's garlic, man. That's the good stuff.
Are you taking like a dump truck out there with you today?
Just about.
Back it
up. I'm getting a lot of garlic.
How much garlic do you think you'll leave with there today? How many bushels of garlic do you think?
We'll have to see how it goes. I'm not sure. You know,
today, by the way, it's pick your own weekend as it was yesterday. So you folks have ever wanted to feel the farm freshness of the fields at Janoski's where you get the bushel basket, you get to go out 5 acres of all sorts of great things. Today would be a great day to get the family and get to Janoski's.
It would be fun. Boy, I hope tomatoes are in that that field. That would be fun. Do you know what all the things that they're picking?
Listen, here's what I want you to do. If you're going there today, I've been trying to get tomatoes out of your garden forever, and I know you're...
That's never going to happen.
I know. You've got so many people you want to give them to. I don't know. I don't rate on that high on the totem pole. But
yeah, me, myself, and I.
That's okay. I get it. But pick some and bring them to me. But anyway, because I'll be here all day working, but I think I'll let you know in just a couple of moments, but I'm sure tomatoes are on the picking order.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm loving all this rain. Hope you're getting it. Hope you didn't get too much. The garden is a jungle. You know, I've had people sending me pictures. My friend Pat up in Butler, he's got a tomato jungle. I've been picking cucumbers like crazy, and I tried an experiment this year with something called a mixed trellis. And so I built a trellis out of that awful bamboo that is overtaking my property. I use as much as I can to get rid of it. Never plant bamboo. Trust me on that. And I planted some cucumbers underneath it, and they're doing crazy. But I also did something called scarlet runner beans. I love runner beans. They'll flower first until it gets cool, and then they'll put on beans. And I also put some morning glories in there, too. So they're all kind of together on the same trellis, and that's looking good. Keep planting. Keep planting. Lettuce, radishes, Swiss chard, beets, peas, weird greens, kohlrabi, spinach. This is a good time to put spinach in. As we're looking at the weather, as we're looking at the nights being cooler and cooler, this is when we start on these cool weather crops so that we can extend the season. Did a pea experiment where I started my peas in July. I've never started them at that time. Usually I'm starting them right about now. But they're looking good. And the trick there was I put them in a bed where it was morning sun, afternoon shade. Because, again, peas are one of those things. They love cool weather, but you got to get them started in time so there's time to harvest. So we'll see what happens. Also, perennials. I've got a whole list of deer-resistant perennials, and they have to be deer-resistant at my house if they're growing outside the fence. I can't tell you how many different salvias I'm growing, and the deer have not touched them. They're walking right by it, and so I've got lots of different salvias out there. Any milkweed is deer-resistant. You know, comb flowers, again, it depends on the herd. You know, I talk comb flower, and then people will say, well, they eat it in my yard. I'm just putting things on here that have done good in my garden where the deer haven't touched them. Globe thistle. I was at our friend Steve Rapaski's parents' house, and they had the most beautiful blue globe thistle with orange daylilies behind it. How they kept the deer off those orange daylilies, I have no idea because they have deer bad. Sedum, lavender, catmint, Russian sage. Ligularia is a shade lover I talk about a lot. Ligularia, I grow one called Britt Marie Crawford, but there's a million different ones. The shade-loving perennial that the deer don't touch, that I've never had to water, and it's just coming into bloom now. Bee balm, lamb's ears, these are all things that can be planted now, and you can find them on sale at your nursery, especially in 3-4-inch pots, you know, looking at the weather, with rain, with cooler temperatures. All I'm thinking about is planting, but I did have a garden disaster during the last storm we had. My garden shed, which has been there for 25 years, I inherited when I got to the place. It was crushed by a tree, and we'll see what's that's where my garlic was hanging. So we'll see what's left. Maybe I'm going to have to get some extra at Janoski's.
Or make a big pot of sauce.
Yeah, that's where my garlic was, my string trimmer.
Hey, before I get any further along in your program, this is what you got today. Pick Your Own Weekend. The very fine print, and I'm having a hard time seeing this, but you have got peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers, pickles, lettuce, beans, and zucchini.
Man, I've been out in those fields. That is going to be awesome.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that is going to be amazing. I mean, I'm just thinking of those tomato plants. I mean, they're loaded. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, they're going to be loaded with lots of tomatoes, Doug.
You know, if I wasn't so lazy, I'd pick some myself.
Well, you should do one of your Doug Oster
videos.
That
would be a good video. Would be a good video. And speaking of my videos, this week's In Doug's Garden, brought to you by the Davy Tree Expert Company, is online right now.
I saw the streaming thing, by the way, on KDK. Excellent.
Oh, good. Good. That makes you, me, and...
No. That thing with Davy's becoming very popular, I might add.
Yeah, we've been very lucky. But this week, it's how to deal with chewing insects organically, giving a little garden tour, and planting all sorts of weird stuff. You know me, I just love to grow different things. And then Rob Kruljack from Davy shows all the safety gear needed when you're using a chainsaw. It's good stuff. So that's online at DougOster.com. And real quick, my April trip to Portugal sold out, but
there's more.
I'm headed to Tuscany, back to Tuscany in a year from October 2023. I know that's a long way off, but I'm finally putting together the trip I've always wanted to do for Italy, which is off the beaten path Italy. And the good thing about this, we will see Florence and Pisa. Those are the two biggest cities we'll see, but the rest are all through little towns, little hill towns. And in my opinion, that is the best part of Italy. But again, part of this trip is, you know, I was thinking, how do you do off the beaten path Italy for people who have never been to Italy? And so you can extend it. You can extend it 3 days and do your Rome trip. And I've seen Rome many times, and I love Rome, but I love to be out in the hinterlands where there are fewer tourists. And so that's just something to think about in the future. You know, I'll talk about it here and there, but, you know, people are starting to travel like crazy now, and I wanted to go back to Italy so bad. That is by far my favorite place to visit. And now to be able to do Off the Beaten Path Italy. All that information is at DougOster.com. Lots of other stuff there, videos and stories. I have a big story there. My recent story from Pittsburgh Earth Day, all about dealing with pests and diseases organically. And we've had lots and lots of problems with fungal diseases and overrun with the chewing insects. And so you want to deal with it organically. You want to deal with it safely. And so all that's at the website. And we'll see what the insurance lady says on Monday about my shed, if I get a new shed or what happens there. So, Rob?
Yes, sir.
Are we ready for a break?
We are ready for a break. If you have a question for Doug, call us, 866-391-1020. What will Mr. Till be talking with you about, Davy Tree Talking Tree?
It's supposed to be about drought and trees, but we've had so much rain, we'll talk about watering trees, what's going on, what are you seeing with all this rain? You know, like my property, when it's dry, it's sad, but when it's too much rain, it's also sad.
So what's good rain for people who garden?
What type? 1 inch a week.
1 inch?
In the morning, if you could get it, you know, that would be great. But any rain is good rain. You can't have too much rain unless you've got these areas that...
flood.
Yeah. Other than that, in the garden, this is the best thing that can happen to you. You know, it's been easy not to have to water. Although, don't forget to fertilize. You do have to fertilize those containers. Keep them going strong.
All right, we're going to get a break in here. But if you got a question for Doug, we got all four lines available. I would call right now, 866-391-1020. And especially those tree questions, we'll keep right through the Davy Tree Talking Tree segment with Mr. Till. And then he'll be with us for the final segment, taking your calls as well. Of course, this is the Organic Gardener. He is that guy, DougOster.com. Rob Pratt Sunday, KDKA. All right, Doug said, let's talk. So we need to talk. Get going, folks. 866-391-1020. Here's Gary from McMurray, not to be confused with Fred McMurray, from My Three Sons. Gary, how are you? Welcome to KDKA.
Good. Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Enjoy the show. Back a couple of years ago, I planted several Tutora turtlehead plants on the side of my house, which have gotten very overgrown, I guess, is how to describe it. They're probably at least 3 feet high and 3 feet wide or more. And I was just wondering how I go about trimming those back. I assume I have to wait till after they bloom here in the fall. But
you definitely
insight there?
Yeah, you definitely want to see the blooms. You know, that is a really cool perennial, and it does have a tendency to take over clump forming. Probably the best time to split it up or to remove some of it would be spring, but you could also do it in the fall. You know, as it's slowing down at the very end of the season, you can just kind of dig out what you don't want there. A lot of times people will dig them out and split them up a little bit, move them around the garden, give it, you know, so there's other places for the plant to grow. So it's up to you as far as fall or spring, but when it first starts poking up in the spring would be the time, the ideal time to make the move. But you could do it in the fall, too, if you want.
So to go at that, I need to literally dig down into the soil around the plant?
Yeah.
It's I want to scale it back?
Yeah, it's just a big clump of roots that is expanding every year. And so that's just what it's going to do. If it's getting out of hand, if it's getting in the way... Yeah, we get in there, dig out what we don't want. And like I said, if it was me, I would move it to another part of the garden because I don't want to waste that plant or give it to a good gardening friend. You know, that's a really cool plant. And when it's not grown that much in perennial gardens, you don't see it that much. But it's a reliable bloomer and pretty pink and sometimes purple flowers.
One more question, if I have a moment. I'm sorry, I can't remember the exact name of the plant that I put in earlier in the spring. I believe it was at some point referred to as the Wizard of Oz that has a blue spike. And I haven't had any luck in them growing. They've died off shortly after they bloomed. Is there any secret into growing those?
So I think what you're talking about is Veronica Speedwell. Blue flowers, is that what you said?
Yes.
And spiky.
Yes.
Full sun and good drainage is important. And then also, you know, improving the soil with compost. That's basically all you can do, but got to have drainage for a plant like that. Where was it set up? Where was it growing? Could its feet get wet or...
Yeah, it was getting water, and it was in the front of my home where there's no, like, overhang. It didn't get sunlight all day long, but it did get several hours of sunlight during the day.
Probably needs at least minimum six. Eight or ten would be better. I'd give it another try because they're tough as nails. As long as it can get the sun, but again, the good drainage is the important part. That you've got to be sure that there's compost in there so that it can drain really well.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thanks
appreciate
for your call.
All right. What else is on your mind this morning?
I was just looking up Wizard of Oz plant. I never heard it called that before.
I always knew it as called Run Toto Run. But anyway, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Well, getting lots of questions, like we do this time of the year. Weeds in driveways, weeds in the garden, weeds between cracks and pavers. And the way I deal with them is a string trimmer. Although now, what am I going to do? My string trimmer is underneath a big tree, so I guess I can't.
Yeah, well, how much stuff did you have in that shed?
Not that much. It was actually on its way to being converted to a she shed. So,
a what shed?
A she shed. Do you know what a she shed is?
Mm-mm.
Like a man cave.
Oh, okay.
Only for women?
Nice.
She shed.
Nice.
So not much was left in there, luckily. So the sad thing about that shed, actually, is that...
You're going to rebuild?
I don't know what we're going to do. It depends on what the insurance says. You know, I don't know.
I like those little sheds.
But it had a painting on it when we got there, painting of Pennsylvania Dutch, the two...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really nice, and it... You know, held up pretty well for all those years, considering I didn't do anything to it.
Being that you brought this up, and I'm sure Janoskis could answer this if you don't have the answer. You know how when you're driving, you see all the... Years ago, they would have, like, the billboards painted on the side of barns?
Mm-hmm.
Did those farmers get paid for that?
Definitely.
Cool.
Mail pouch.
Yeah.
Yeah, mail pouch would... I don't know what it was, but, yeah, it was definitely an advertising campaign.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, mail pouch. Those was amazing to see.
They were everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that was quite a campaign. So anyway, with weeds and driveways and, you know, sidewalks and stuff like that, I really, you know, string trim. And then there are some organic herbicides that use vinegar, clove oil, stuff like that. Again, you know, you want to do this in a responsible manner to deal with these weeds and so that you're not disrupting, you know, the whole cycle of life at nature. And like I said, so many fungal issues this year. When you have a rainy midsummer like this, I'm seeing a lot on tomatoes, you know, which is the early blight, septoria leaf spot. In the case of tomatoes, if you start to see that on the bottom, oh, you got a call?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Virginia, you're on KDK. How are you? Hello, Virginia. Hi, Virginia, go ahead. Oh, I guess Virginia's not there.
As I was saying, at the bottom of those tomatoes, when it's turning brown and yellow, and that's what we're seeing right now, remove that infected foliage. You know, it's always better to deal with a fungal issue before you see signs of damage, you know, and that's kind of like a completely different way of dealing with a problem. As usually, we see the problem and we deal with it, but when you have a cool spring and then a wet summer, you're going to have these fungal issues. And so for the tomatoes, it's remove the infected foliage, maybe treat with an organic fungicide, although we're pretty far along in the season. You know, this is not a disease that's going to kill your tomatoes. It's just going to slow everything down. But if you've got on your roses, if you have black spot, powdery mildew on, I had a question today about phlox with powdery mildew. It's just a zucchini that has that white powder on it. That's powdery mildew. And again, it's that one is basically aesthetic, you know, the powdery mildew and the black spot too, you know, with the roses. But if you know a plant's going to get black spot, or if you know a plant's going to get powdery mildew, then you treat it before you see signs of damage. It's always the best way to do on any dealing with any kind of fungal issue.
You and Mr. Till have hats on. I didn't get the memo. Yours says Croatian. That looks just like some camouflage deer action. Whatever. Sit down, Dick. I can't hear you. Get by that microphone. What's that hat say?
The Davy Tree.
Oh, Davy Tree. Nice. Cool. You should get one of those.
I have one.
I figured.
All right. I have lots of hats. You have to with my hairline.
Your hairline is just fine. All right. We'll take a short break. Mr. Till is in the house. We got a lot to get to. So droughts, or maybe you might shift gears because we've gotten some rain. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's not going to be drought. I'll
okay,
tell that you
was, that. That's what we were going to talk about, but not today because Mother Nature has rained upon us in a good way. Stay tuned. David Balorado with the news next. I'm right back at it. Davy Tree Talking Tree with Mr. Dick Till on KDKA.
And we are joined by Dick Till in studio again, which is great. Great to see you, Dick.
Great to be here. Good to see you guys.
Supposed to be talking all about drought.
well, luckily that's pretty much coming to an end here. You know, even though we're just a little bit shy of our average rain for the year, it will go for long periods of dry, and it'll get an inch or two of rain in an hour. You know, a lot of times it'll just run off, and you know, especially people that do mulch year after year, if they don't turn over the old mulch, the mulch gets hydrophobic, so the water actually will run off the mulch. And whenever you water, you know, you just have to kind of get it wet first and let it soak in, and do that all around and come back and give it a good soak. And but with the rain we've had right now, I think we're in pretty good shape for now.
Yeah, it looks good, definitely. But when we did have that period of that dry spell, did you see anything unusual, or trees for the most part can handle that? You know, we had at least probably 4 weeks there of like not much rain.
Right. Yeah, if they're mature, well-established trees, you know, they're used to going through the dry spells. But if you have anything that's weakened or new plants with a developing root system, you definitely got to do the deep watering to keep them going. And then when they're dry, they're more susceptible. You see more sucking insects like the aphids. You know, the woolly adelgids on the hemlocks have been going crazy this year, too.
So on the other side of the coin, with all this rain, what do you see? Now, I could tell you right now, my crab apple doesn't look so hot.
Yeah, all the leaf diseases, any fungi love humid, you know, moisture, humidity, heat, and apple scabs definitely one of those. Any apples, crab apples, a lot of fruit trees, if they're not treated with a fungicide early, you know, the fungus gets in there and weakens the leaves, makes the leaves fall off. And it doesn't outright kill the trees, but it weakens them because they're missing all that photosynthesized food. And that's another thing with dry spells. You'll see trees like river birches, you know, that love to have their roots wet. As soon as we start to go through a little dry spell, you'll see the leaves falling off. And we get phone calls for that all the time, you know, is my tree dying? But the trees are just trying to conserve their own energy. You know, they transpire water through the leaves, the evergreens too, through the foliage all the time. So if the water's not available for the roots, the tree will lose a bunch of leaves to try to conserve its water. And it's even in the wintertime with the evergreens, you know, they have their needles on all winter long. If the ground's frozen and the water's unavailable to the plant, then the plants get desiccated. And, you know, there are treatments, antidesiccants you can spray on the evergreens to keep them from losing moisture in the wintertime.
Well, we do have a couple of tree questions out there. So, Rob, let's see what we've got going on.
All right. Don, you're on KDK. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I had over a 100-year-old Nordic maple tree cut down about 5.5 years ago. And this year I decided to, and after I cut the root, after I had it cut down, I just put a couple inches of dirt over the tree trunk. I was walking through the yard, and my yard's given way. So obviously, like, the root system is rotten underneath. So I started to dig it up. How long is it going to be? How long am I going to continue to have this problem of the roots rotting away? Is that normal after, you know, I just noticed it this year.
Yeah.
Take 5.5 years.
It sounds like it has a pretty good sized tree, and you'll get the saprophytic fungi moving in. You know, they're just rotting the dead root system. And a lot of those hardwood trees like that, it'll take, you know, 20, 30 years to rot the whole root system. So that's why it's good if you can get a stump grinder out there and grind it down and give Mother Nature a head start on it. But
at this point, though, what is that still a viable option, or is it just going to have to wait for it to rot away?
No, you can still get in there with a stump machine and grind it down. And are you seeing any mushrooms or conks popping up?
All the time I'm getting mushrooms.
Yeah, and that's just the reproductive part of the fungus. The active vegetative part of the fungus, you don't see. It's just down there with the enzymes rotting it away, and then when it's time to reproduce, that's when it makes mushrooms and drops the spores.
Okay, now, I've pulled out, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 bags of root system that I've chopped off, and when I pull out some of the roots, it's still, like, moist. I mean, like, it's still like a living, functioning
Well, if there's no tree on top of the stump and no leaves making food for the roots there, it's just slowly dying away.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause
get that big stump ground out of there. Can you imagine? I wouldn't want to be digging out all those roots. A big maple like that, even 5.5 years later.
I know. I'll see people out there in their yard with a mattock and an axe and digging, and it makes my back hurt just watching them.
All right, let's see if we can stump the tree guy. Here is Ed on KDKA. How you doing, Ed?
Good, thank you. I have several trees that are obviously dead. They're 60 foot high, and I have someone come in to remove them. But I have a maple that at the base, the bark has peeled back, and it has a black substance down there. And when do you just be proactive, since I have someone come in and cut something like that down? The leaves aren't falling off this thing, but it just has a severe bark flaking.
Well, it's just hard to tell how much of the bark is missing. Is there like a 25% or 50%, like how much?
Down at the base, it has probably a 2-foot area where the bark, you can see the rotten bark, but it's not punky or anything like that. But I just thought I might be proactive. And this tree doesn't pose any danger to anything, but...
Okay, well, that was going to be my next question, if it's near a house or anything. But, the best thing to do, just have an arborist take a look at it, and they can evaluate it for you.
Well, that's what I was going to say. This is important. You know, you can't diagnose that sort of problem over the phone,
right?
You know, and said he has somebody coming out to cut the 60-foot trees, but you need a certified arborist, and we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back.
We will be back with Mr. Till. If you have any tree questions, give us a call, 866-391-1020. You have to read the close.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. For more information about Davey Tree, or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davey.com/KDKA. Remember, you can always call the experts from Davey Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733. I thought the show was over, Rob, when you said the close. The Davey close.
There you go. 866-391-1020 for a question for Dick Till. We're talking trees. Still, one more segment to go. Doug Oster, DougOster.com. All right, this next question on the, of course, Organic Gardener Show with Doug and Dick Till, we were talking about this last week. As long as it doesn't impair someone's living space, let this tree grow. Right, Doug?
Exactly.
All right, here's Carol and Hopewell. You're on KDK. How you doing, Carol?
I'm doing fine. I have a question concerning a maple tree that's in the front of my house. I called Davey Tree Service. I told them I wanted it pruned. I wasn't home when they came, but they did a good job. What he said they did was to cut the extra branches off, the ones that were crossing to cross other ones and things like that. But I would like to have it pruned smaller. Is it detrimental to the tree to have that done?
Yeah, it's not good to cut the tops, the ends of the branches off. It's better let the tree grow natural. And like you heard, you know, removing the crossover limbs and any dead wood and, you know, any objectionable limbs. But if you cut the ends of the branches off, then you actually stimulate it, and it'll put out, they're called water sprouts. And that growth, succulent growth that comes out, will end up growing 4 or 5 times as fast as it normally would. So even when you try to top it, you defeat the whole purpose of trying to make it smaller, because it's going to grow faster, and then you have to keep topping it. And that's one of the worst things you can do for a tree is top it, and it's just ugly and unhealthy for the tree.
It's just indicative of right tree, right place.
Right.
And whenever we hear, whether it's a tree, a shrub, whatever it might be, when people want to just hack the top off, the plant is always going to try and reach its genetic size.
Right, right. Yeah, and if it's too big for where it's at, then you should consider removing it and putting something smaller, some small ornamental flowering tree in its place, and let just let it grow natural.
Thank you for the call, Carol.
So we talked a little bit about this before the break, but the importance of when you have a tree issue, a certified arborist from Davy Tree will come for free, right?
Right.
To take a look at it. And the thing about having a certified arborist is there's a code of ethics, you know, that, you know, the guy's not trying to just make money off you.
Right.
You know, when you come there, talk a little bit about the process of when you show up at a house, at a property, you know, what you go through.
And if, you know, a lot of times people, they want their trees pruned, you know, every 2 or 3 years, and a lot of trees don't even need it. And, you know, we just give our opinion, and we always do try to do what's best for the tree. And there's many occasions when I'll go visit people and I tell them, you know, you don't even need to do anything. You know, you can wait another couple of years before you do anything. But, yeah, when they call us, we come out and evaluate. A lot of times they'll call just for, like, one big oak tree in the front yard. But while we're there, we walk around and inspect the whole property, all the trees, all the shrubs, and you know, look at the health of the plants and any potential problems, you know, if they need cabling, bracing, you know, insect disease problems. But yeah, we evaluate the whole property.
Yeah, you know, the having an expert on your property, and it's happened to me where my Davy arborist comes out and points out things that I should have noticed, but as an expert, that's what they're looking at, either looking down at the base or looking up at the tree. But we're so busy, I'm jumping out of the truck and just going inside.
Yeah. Most average homeowners, even if they see, you know, a sharp split, a sharp crotch in a tree, you know, they don't realize how weak it could be. And, you know, a lot of times there's an actual split. You could see daylight through the split. And, you know, they live there, they're out in the yard all the time, mm-hmm. and they never notice that. So that's where the trained eyes come in.
Well, speaking of trained eye, I did notice something, a bagworm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're pretty bad this year.
So explain what that is, what it looks like.
Yeah, when they feed on the plants, they use parts of the plants to make their bag. It's like a thick, silky bag. And some of their favorites this year, especially the arborvitaes, if you notice the top of your arborvitae turning brown, you have to take a close look, and if you see the bags up there, you know, you should call somebody to get those taken care of. You can even just cut them out or pick the bags off or have it treated. But if those bagworms are let go, they can really run like wildfire through an arborvitae.
If you can reach them, you can just cut them off, right?
Right. Just cut them or pull the bags off and, you know, throw them in a plastic bag or in alcohol or something.
Has anything else been bad this season that you can think of that's just taken over?
Nah, just like we talked about last time, those spotted lanternflies are still coming this way from the east. And
you seeing them?
Yep. I was in Munhall 2 weeks ago on an empty lot, and there was ailanthus trees growing. You know, their tree of heaven is their favorite food, and I was doing an evaluation on this lot, and I was looking at the tree and like, holy cow, they're just loaded with the spotted lanternflies. And they're destructive. You know, they go after fruit trees and hops, you know, people that brew their own beer and grow their own hops, got to keep an eye on their hops. But, yeah, they reproduce, and they're just so hard to get a hold of. And, you know, they don't fly. They're actually giant plant hoppers. But they get up in the breeze, and they hitchhike on vehicles, and they're coming this way. And, you know, the Department of Agriculture and everybody's trying to figure out what to do with these things. And just another one of those invasive pests that are...
If you see a spotted lanternfly, kill it.
Squish it.
If you can.
Right.
For more information about Davey Tree or ask what's going on with your trees, go to davey.com/KDKA. Remember, you can always call the experts from Davey Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733. I'm answering questions after the show. Go to DougOster.com. Check out my new video with organic pest control there. Learn about coming to Tuscany with me. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.